Hang on a second, guys. One second.
What up?
We've got to give a shout out to South Nashville Heating and Cooling.
Yeah, absolutely.
Friend and supporter, showing proof. Also, the longest running sponsor of I Got Some Shit to Say, the podcast.
Absolutely. Look, man, South Nashville Heating and Cooling, where quality and craftsmanship come together. They've been doing this since 1985. That's almost 40 years of service. Expert designs, quality installations, superior service.
Absolutely.
And let me tell you something.
What's that?
Tell me.
I feel confident in the fact that South Nashville Heating and Cooling will keep me warm in the winter.
For sure.
It'll keep me cool in the summer.
Absolutely.
Matter of fact, these middle months, you'll be comfortable even then.
Absolutely, dude.
Y'all know the deal, man. South Nashville Heating and Cooling, we love those guys. Y'all see the name, y'all see the number, tap in.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Always.
Style! Damn.
It's I Got Some Shit to Say, the podcast, man. We're back like we don't stop, because trust us, we never do. All we do is work. Y'all know me.
Fuck you, Squints.
That's right, RIP.
Wizzle fizzle.
Forever and always. With me, as usual, my best friend in the whole world,
ChadOrbsTV.com.
Some people weren't cut out for life on the road. Dumb and Dumber is the best movie ever, and if you disagree with that, you're probably uncircumcised.
Oh, God damn it. Fuck you, dude. Chad knows that if he recites anything from, there's like three different movies that he can recite lines from just spontaneously, and I will damn near piss myself from laughter. Yep. And Dumb and Dumber is fortunately one of those movies, luckily one of those movies.
Dumb and Dumber, Ace Ventura.
Yep.
Home Alone.
Yep, that's it. Those three. Anytime. And it's just random fucking quotes from the movie that are so nostalgic, they stick out to you, so you know exactly what he's talking about the moment. And he does them, like, in character of the person in the movie.
He's going to call the cops. From the treehouse? Shout out to Marvin Harry, dude. Underrated criminals.
I'm coming up!
Harry, I've reached the top.
That. See what I'm talking about, bro? It's fucking great. Dude, big gulp, huh?
They weren't the smartest criminals, but definitely the most entertaining.
He'll go, Samsonite, I was way off.
I knew it started with an S, though. Dumb and Dumber, dude.
Our pets' heads are falling off. Like, you can't fucking go wrong with those, man.
How's your burger? Out with the bad end, in with the good end. Out with the bad end, in with the good end.
Dude, we'll be eating at like a random restaurant, not eating burgers at all. Mm-hmm. And randomly, Chad will just say, so how's your burger?
Yeah, I tell it to Mel now, too. Now that we do the mukbangs, I can't not do it.
You know how dumb we sound right now? I'm trying to explain something that's like personal between us.
All of those movies are so, dude, if they're watching this, I've been quoting them for years.
Yeah. Man, dude. Oh, shit. Fun fact. Today is February 9th. That means that right now, currently, Troy and Emmett, bitches. Troy and Emmett, available now. The sophomore collaborative effort from Chad Arms and O-N-E. Tap the fuck in. We're charting. It's guaranteed. We're probably top 10. Maybe not when you're seeing this at 10 a.m., but I guarantee you this morning, we were charting.
We're top 100. You damn skippy. You hear me?
Shot to Chad and one, man. You guys were... I think on the pre-order charts, like the whatever, they're like top five, I think.
We were up as high as five.
Yeah.
And then we kind of hovered around 10, 12.
Yeah. And we're not expecting a number one, but we do have a very good solid track record lately of charting with everything released under Show Improved. Absolutely. Anything under Show Improved just means it's charting. But
Bad Hibbits.
Shout out Hibbits Sports.
There is a lot of bad Hibbits.
But Hibbits Sports, amazing.
Hibbits Sports is very amazing. They've got great deals on shoes.
Yes, they do.
Every now and then I'll find a fitted in there that tickles my pickle.
Fun fact.
You know what I'm saying?
Any major Nike release or Jordan release in the Middle Tennessee area, Hibbett, Smyrna, Tennessee, call them. I guarantee you, if you call them, you will get a number. You will be drunk. You're welcome.
Hibbett's, cut the check or fuck off.
You
know what I mean? Fuck off, fuck you, same thing.
But yeah, exactly. Troy and Emmett, available now. Y'all tap the fuck in. If you haven't already, I guarantee you 11 bangers from Chad and one, it's fucking instant classic.
And check out my Donald Trump hand gestures.
I like it.
If it's not out already, it will be out soon. The visual for the single Ooh. With myself, O&E, and NSG Rogue.
Facts.
Did it for myself. It may be out already, but if it's not, it will be soon. Shout out Rogue. He not only did the chorus and the verse.
My bad.
He not only did the chorus and the verse, he also shot and directed the visual. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him. Shout out to Rogue.
Yes.
Shout out to John. Shout out to one.
Shout out Mark Gray.
Shout out Mark Gray for the facilitation of the Cribbity Doodah. Shout out to him having a monster truck.
Shout out Jose the Great.
Yep.
Shout out Squint 615 for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever else was there and collaborated.
Shout out to Rogue's better half.
Yes.
She helped with shooting the visuals. Shout out to DOG.
Yes. Shout Mark's out to DOG.
Amazing, dog.
You just made Mark's day. I promise you. You know he's watching and you know you just made his day.
DOG was great.
He's a gangster, bro. And love that dog.
That dog's vertical could get him in the NBA. Is it a him?
Yes.
Okay. Get him in the NBA, even if it wasn't.
Yeah, he's got
he can be whatever he wants.
He's
he
got
can
a go 70,
to the NBA.
He's got a 77-inch vertical.
He does, dude.
Yeah, and he's only 9 inches tall.
Yeah.
But well, if you guys are unfamiliar with Mark Gray, he's the owner-operator of South Nashville Heating and Cooling, the number one sponsor on the motherfucking planet.
The best heating and cooling spot ever.
Ever.
If you go somewhere else, it's not as good.
Ever. So, they're the reason why we're not cold right now.
Absolutely. I'm wearing a hoodie, but I don't need it.
We're just wearing these hoodies because they're our brand.
It's
and
the
we're
brand.
Like, we're just,
shout out. Oh, by the way.
Available.
When this drops on the 9th, we have one more day to get your pre-orders in. They're almost gone. We
better
limited,
do it.
Yeah, limited 50 of the bundles. It's a signed copy of Troy and Emmett.
Facts.
And a Live by the Label.
Limited release, Live by the Label, revamp of our original Live by the Label shirts from back in the day. If you know, you know. If you don't, I'm sorry, Google it, or just you'll find Worm wearing it in all the old videos. Yeah. You'll see all of us wearing it, but shout out Mel, shout out Chad for coming up with the idea to revamp this. Live by the Label has been a long time slogan for Show and Prove Entertainment.
Oh, dude. I had a mixtape called that.
Yeah.
In facts. 2007.
It's so nostalgic, though, when we talk this company and what we've been doing for 20 years.
Yeah, and the it's royal blue with black.
Facts.
Looks really good. The deadline's the 10th, so if you're watching this
tomorrow,
yeah, you've got a day.
Yeah, you got a day. You might as well get it. That's probably the pinned link, if not anything else, in the premiere or anything else. It's available in the comment and wherever. It's somewhere in the description. Get it. Fuck you.
Shout out to Comment from Full House.
Shout out Comment for Full House. So, February 9th, let's get it out here. Let's just do this real quick. It's February 9th in real time, and we're recording this. Fun fact, this never happens, but we're recording this on the 8th. Like, literally, this podcast comes out tomorrow, so let's get it out. Chad, who's winning the Super Bowl, by how many? Go.
Anybody, as long as it's not the Kansas City Chiefs, because Taylor Swift ruined football
gotcha.
For me.
So, I'm going to say the Chiefs by 3.
I'm sure they will, but I do not want them to win, because then everybody's... It's a
I hope.
I don't want to get into.
Do I hope? Yes. I hope the 49ers win, and if I, like... really wanted to like go hard with some like gambling, I picked the 49ers by 6.5. I know
that's
that sound
a, it's not a crazy bet, dude.
it almost sounds crazy to go any more than 2.5-3 points on the Super Bowl, because it's normally a 3-point ending. You know what I mean? But to say 6.5 San Francisco, I think would be a competitive bet, put it like that. I think the safe bet, though, is Kansas City by 2.5 because of the Taylor Swift thing. I think the world literally is adjusting to that. She's bringing so many female fans to the sport.
They don't care about
Sport, though. They don't. But they're going to care about the Super Bowl, considering her boyfriend's playing, and they know Taylor's going to be there.
And his name is Travis Kelce, not Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
Exactly. Never has the NFL had an opportunity to capitalize on Taylor Swift being at a game other than her sitting in that box and jumping around every time she thinks something's happening with her boyfriend, right? But if her boyfriend wins the Super Bowl Sunday, the NFL may get an after-game interview with her and Travis Kelce together, or have her on the field or something. You follow what I'm saying?
Unfortunately,
that's so shitty to talk like this, but I really think that's what the ploy is behind this. I know
it's got fun fact or not fun fact, hot take.
We'll say fun fact.
Yeah. It stuff like this really makes me think the NFL's rigged, dude.
Facts.
Chance put the
shout out Chance.
He put the meme in like one of the group chats I'm in with him, and it was the NFL has made $360 million off of Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
Alone, just on ads and like clips and whatever, however they monetize that. So it's a marketing thing.
Yeah,
I get it. It just
yeah, it's as all as the script kind of discussion has been a thing for the past couple of years in the NFL. I've never wanted to buy into it because the probability of it is so slim, but yet so many things happen to make you scratch your head and say, what if? That type of talk over the past couple of years and like seeing all the script stuff literally has led me to say what I just said.
Yeah.
I mean, that Taylor Swift's boyfriend being in the Super Bowl has such an has like something to do with it ultimately, yeah, to where I think the Chiefs are going to win. I'm calling the Chiefs by 3 or 2.5. They're going to cover the spread.
I'll go Niners just because I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
And I know he doesn't either, but
I don't. I want to see the Niners win. I love Christian McCaffrey. Love
it. It's the safer choice. I was pulling for Detroit just because they never.
Facts.
I mean,
I like the stories. You know, like with Detroit, it was a 67-year Super Bowl appearance. Like, that's amazing. And Christian
McCaffrey, the fact that I've said this, we've said this to each other, me, you, and Leroy especially, yeah, and one. If Christian McCaffrey would in his career would have just stayed healthy, he'd be the all-time best runner.
Facts. All facts. How many seasons did he play for Carolina? Sorry for the sports talk. Deal with it. The Super Bowl's in 2 days. Deal with it.
I don't know. Maybe a handful, 4 or 5 seasons.
Right,
maybe.
But he got hurt literally almost every year.
Yeah.
Because of that reason. Had he been playing for a team that could fucking protect his ass?
He got hurt this year some too, like early on. But yeah, man, I'm looking forward to the commercials.
Yeah, me too. $7 million for 30 seconds. I looked it up.
And they sold out.
Yeah, sold out. Yeah. And they were having like a I want to say they were like having overwhelming, like once they were sold out, they were having people call to like say what could be done to get another slot.
And do you know why?
Why?
Taylor Swift.
Because Taylor Swift. Yeah. And all those eyes. Ain't that crazy how many people are making fucking money off the Super Bowl? We ain't even kicked the ball off yet.
Here's a question I'll
go. Ask I know you. Everything. Go.
What do you think it is about Taylor Swift specifically that makes everybody, why do you think she has the, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, the following.
What do you think it is about her? Because I'm not saying she's not a great songwriter.
Yes.
She's got great songs.
Sure.
I just don't get it.
I think it's the fact that she signed her first major recording contract to RIP, Toby Keith, signed her first major recording contract at 14 years of age. Hit the stage and was like a mainstream artist at 16 years old.
Okay.
So you fast forward 20 years, she's had fans grow up with her immediate, like, nationwide exposure type fan base grow up with her entire career that are, it's like Justin Bieber. It's the same shit. Yeah. Beliebers or Swifties, same shit. They are literally grown into a brand that they've never... They've always been able to rely on. They've never been let down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, had there been like a moment in one of the two's careers where they took a major shift or they start, you know, they made.
She's never let off the gas.
She's never let off the gas. Yeah. And she's never ultimately changed her content enough to where those existing women that are, we'll say women because obviously the majority of her fan base is women. But think of those women that have grown up. And let's use, okay, now Amy's not a Swiftie, and I'm speaking in just in. Example, right? But I have a 12-year-old daughter with Amy Liliana. So imagine Amy 20 years ago becoming a Taylor Swift fan, being a Taylor Swift fan all the way up till now and raising our 12-year-old daughter her whole 12 years that Taylor Swift is the best, will be the best, and will always be the best as long as she's on that stage. So now you got two
generations.
I think, you know, Amy's, okay, same example. Amy's 34, Lily's 12.
Yeah.
But they're both going to answer. Soon as they're asked who their favorite artist is, Taylor Swift.
Right.
This is not accurate. This is not true. I'm just using names.
Hypothetical.
Hypothetical. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. That's the word I should have used.
I'm good at words.
You are good at words.
That should be the name.
But that is how I you know what I mean? And I think as long as she continues to create the same type content to where it doesn't, you know, like some artists that start out younger, I love talking like I just know everything. But,
it makes sense though.
But think about like Lil Bow Wow. Okay.
Shout out
Lil Bow Wow. He's probably watching. But think of Lil Bow Wow when he came into the game rapping at 12 years old. Right? He picked up that's how we treat him. Think of like the younger fan base he acquired and kept. And the younger fan base that he would continue to acquire and keep until he started cussing. When he started cussing, when he turned 18 years old and started talking about other things. you lose. That's when the 15-year-old's mom was like, hell no, you ain't listening to that shit. Lil Bow Wow used to be rapping about fucking, you know.
Basketball.
You know, yeah, exactly. Like PG-13, PG, you know. Now we talking R, X-rated type shit. Right. I don't want my 14, 15-year-old rapping that shit. I don't care if that kid is only 18, just turned 18. He's always rapped about other things. Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. Puppy love and all that kind of shit. That's what, that's like a scenario where I think it kind of opposite. You know what I'm saying?
No,
think about a little Bow Wow. Once he tried to go Bow Wow.
It's the same with Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber's content and his behavior.
It became edgier, yeah, right?
Him getting in trouble, et cetera.
But the one that, so the difference between, and no, fuck it, I'll disrespect Lil Bow Wow, whatever. But the difference in that type comparison, just in those two examples, Bieber versus Bow Wow, is Bieber's talent, regardless, is undeniable.
Oh, that's not shitting on Bow Wow. That's just facts. I mean,
exactly. You know what I'm saying? Salute to Bow Wow. Like he's
that's whole different.
Exactly. Yeah. But I think no matter what, like every time Justin Bieber steps out of the spotlight, every time he puts a toe back in it, you're gonna immediately rekindle those old friendship, those old fucking loyal fucking fan base. You know what I'm saying?
Baby, baby, baby.
From that to, but bro, I'm a, no knock on Justin Bieber. I'm a huge fan. I know that sounds odd, but I really am a huge fucking
fan. He's one of the most talented,
so talented
artists
dude.
Ever, bro.
I love the remix of the SZA record, the Snooze record. Love that shit.
Never heard of it.
Really?
I don't even know who SZA is. Me and Mel were watching the Grammys, and I saw SZA, and I didn't even know that was.
Oh, SZA's amazing, dude. Yeah. Shout out SZA. She's definitely watching. You all right, buddy?
Shout out to the February cough, dude. Bring it on back. It's like the...
Fun fact. I am hours away from attending a Drake concert.
Watch out.
Why? Oh, yeah, he may sling his dick around.
Dude, apparently.
Apparently, he's got a hog. I haven't seen the pic, nor am I interested in seeing a pic, apparently
don't want to see it. And I don't even care. I mean, if people said he's got a big wanger, good. Congrats to Drake.
Way to go, Drake. But I you don't, I mean? Like, it's
no
funny.
No desire to see it.
To read everything that I've been reading about that scenario, if you're unfamiliar, allegedly, there's some exposed photos or video going around of Drake where he exposes himself. I think they say the video is of a gentleman laying on a bed that resembles Drake. Doing his thing.
Okay.
But they say that the footage is from a private jet.
Flex.
Major flex. So that kind of narrows
it. What bigger flex is that?
Jacking off on a jet.
And you just got a water hose that you're using.
Yeah, you're filming.
I mean.
I don't know, man. That's bad publicity.
Is it?
How would you leak it? Are you sending it to some bitch and she leaked it?
Here's it is. If it really is him, my theory is, me and Mel were talking about this, I think that he did it on purpose.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that.
It's all just like,
look at me. Of
people are saying that.
Remember, I'm still Drake.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that it's not even him, it's somebody else, and he made the whole tweet, I wasn't hiding my meat from the world, I was hiding the world from my meat or something. The
same shit he said about his son is what's funny about that particular quote, because he said I wasn't
odd.
Yeah. He said, I wasn't hiding my son from the world. I was hiding the world from my son or whatever the fuck when the whole Adonis thing was
a thing. Salute to Drake, I guess. Yeah. I mean, you know.
I'll tell you this much. Minus the whole Wang picture floating around or video floating around, I am overly excited to see Drake in concert tonight because these tickets. What?
I was just playing.
Okay. Shout out to Amy. Amy purchased me these tickets for my birthday a year and a half ago. It was when Drake was about to release For My Dogs album, and he was literally within weeks of releasing it, and then paused the album process, put the tour on hold, which postponed the Nashville show. They rescheduled it to November of last year, and then he canceled it again.
It turned into November.
Yeah, and then now it's February, and fun fact, me and Amy thought that the tickets were rescheduled for February 7th, which was yesterday. He has a Wednesday show and a Thursday show here in Nashville on this tour. Mm-hmm. And we had made plans to go on a Wednesday night. Lo and behold, as we checked the tickets the week before, they have switched to a rescheduled ticket that puts us in the building on the 8th. So, shout out O&E. I'll be attending the Drake concert with O&E later on behalf of Amy. Shout out, Amy. Thank you so much for that.
In the next 2 hours, you'll be at the Drake event.
Correct.
Real time.
But I'm excited about that. It should be dope. Should be exciting. And it's something I've been looking forward to a long time. I'm kind of bummed Amy don't get to go with me. But I'm stoked that one's going to step into her spot.
Yeah, dude. And shout out to y'all because y'all are going to get to bring in that show right before the Troy Nimmitt release.
Facts. I can't wait for that. But I'll tell you guys this. This will be my third time seeing Drake in concert. It's an amazing show. And I'm saying that from my past two experiences. I'm sure tonight will be nothing less.
Yeah, I've heard it's awesome.
The first time I saw him with, I can't even remember. I keep saying this, and I can't remember who he was with. And then I saw him with Migos once. But anyway, this tour, originally, I just want to touch on this a little bit because, I mean, this is a music podcast and what we got going. But you're good, Mom. In reality, when the tour was announced, we were going to watch, put it down. Don't step in front of the camera. Thanks. Yeah, it's cool.
That's all right.
But we were under the we were going to see Drake featuring 21 Savage.
Oh.
And then when the tour got postponed and then postponed a second time, they replaced the headliner with J fucking Cole, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy. So was it shitty getting the tickets like postponed twice? Absolutely. But to swap out 21 Savage for J. Cole, I'll take it.
And you know what? Going back to tie in the Taylor Swift thing, because you were talking about Drake has such a great live show.
Yeah.
The people that I have asked that same question to you about, I don't get it.
Yeah.
The first thing they say is, have you seen her live?
Yeah.
And of course I haven't.
Me either.
And everybody's like, if you see her live, you'll, and these are dudes that take their wives or their daughters or whatever, their grandkids. Yeah. So it's like that, I could probably,
dude,
you know what I mean?
I'll tell you this, any like from the position Chad's talking about, like any guy that like did, like say for me, say if Kimora and Lily wanted to go to the Taylor Swift concert and I had to take them.
Yeah.
Right. Any male my age that has to be put in that scenario unwillingly.
Yeah.
Right. Leaves saying nothing but positive things about that experience.
That's, you know what I'm saying? People
Charlemagne the God, perfect example. Mm-hmm. Who else recently did I hear? Dude, John Kilmer. Shout out Kilmer from the Y&K podcast. You know mm-hmm. Kilmer.
Yeah.
Same thing. He said that he's like been a Taylor Swift fan for a long time, but he's real big into music producing and songwriting, etc. So it would make sense. You know, he recognizes music for different things. But he said he's the one that would sell us a Taylor Swift concert if he was here. He will be back on the show soon, though.
Yeah. And another thing, talking about the Super Bowl, tying it in with her because she's a huge part of it, unfortunately.
That's so weird to say.
I know. She... At the Grammys recently, she just announced when she won an award that her new album is dropping in April.
Best marketing.
What do you think the chances of her having a commercial at the Super Bowl about the album? How convenient would that be?
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Or like a single or something.
Not to cut you off.
Yeah, I didn't.
Or the Chiefs win. The Chiefs win the Super Bowl. The NFL finally gets that little... interviewer, Taylor, what did you think about the game, and blah, blah. Hey, don't forget, guys, new album drops, blah,
QR
blah, blah.
Code, bam, fully capitalized.
Wouldn't that be fucking nuts? Or if, like, the first time they show her, it shows the QR code pre-save.
And Travis Kelce's behind her hitting the gritty.
Yeah. Or Jason Kelce has his shirt off and he's hitting the gritty.
Dude, he's just doing that Burt Kreischer.
Shout out Jason Kelce and Travis Kelce. I love their podcast, bro. Their podcast is really good.
I need to watch it more. Jason Kelce looks like one of the funnest hangs of all time.
He really does, right?
Yeah. I think Travis too, but like Jason Kelce especially. Looks like he's just one of them boys, man.
This is complete. We're shifting gears. You ready for this? But I want to admit this on camera because Chad's really proud of me for admitting this, so I'm going to do it on camera. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
I have a new number one favorite comedian.
Yep.
He goes by the name of Shane fucking Gillis.
Fire. Give yourself a round of applause.
Absolutely. I'm here. I've converted.
He's the best, man.
Chad's been telling me for years, though, how funny Shane Gillis was, and it took, like, his national stardom that he's recently achieved for me to finally recognize that. But fun fact, he's the new spokesperson for Bud Light.
Hell yeah, dude. He's been drinking them religiously for years.
Love it. The resurgence of Bud Light is about to be so extreme, considering the fact Shane Gillis is their new spokesperson.
A little different than Dylan Mulvaney.
Little different.
Which is the best thing.
Slightly different.
Yeah.
They are back as the number one sponsor for UFC. So no more Modelo shout out to Modelo, but now Bud Light is the sponsor again for the number one beer sponsor of the UFC. That's huge.
Okay, so what I was going to ask you too, did you find out about Shane through like him being on Rogan so regularly? Because he's on Rogan with Ari and all them, like the Protector
Wars. Yeah, but I've seen it, like, like as those recent specials have came out, yeah. there's been so many clips going around, like Kill Tony and then Rogan, like all these clips, and then everything he does with like Theo, like all his podcast appearances always get clipped. All that more recent stuff has been great, but I got on to Shane Gillis originally because this guy fucking said, "Hey, bro, Shane Gillis, trust me, look him up." Like I remember this was probably fucking 5 years ago, bro, when you probably like put him on my or maybe.
It was 2021,
but it was before he was viral. Yeah. You know what I mean? And now
he's been on Bustin'. He's cool. He's real cool with Bustin' with the Boys.
Yeah, shout out Bustin' with the Boys. They're watching. Shout out Jelly.
Well, they another thing about Shane too. I didn't even realize this, but when you said that Bud Light's the official sponsor of UFC
now,
I wonder with Rogan and Shane being so cool, I wonder if that had any ties with how that got. If Rogan maybe helped him get that. Since he's so tied in with the UFC, with Bud Light being a sponsor UFC, I wonder if maybe Shane, it may just be that Shane's so popular too.
Yeah, it could be.
Because see, Shane's thing was he was on SNL and got canceled immediately.
Yes, fun fact, he is back on Saturday Night Live with 21 Savage February 24th, I think.
Fire.
I can't believe I remember that. I think it's 24th, maybe something like that, but look it up. But that will be Shane Gillis's return to SNL, and they're saying it would be the best monologue probably ever written for SNL since Norm MacDonald when he got to come back.
The last time it was funny.
And he roasted the shit out of basically everything that had to do with SNL as he hosted it, which is amazing.
RIP to the legend.
Absolutely. 21 Savage, we mentioned with Shane Gillis with 21 Savage on when he returns to SNL. Did you see 21 Savage? I know you did because I showed you.
Yeah, I had no
21 clue. Savage, Aiden Ross, high card, low card for $400,000.
Yeah. So here's fun fact. I did not even know. I've seen this Aiden Ross's name everywhere I turn on Twitter. I don't ever post on Twitter. I get on there and look at battle raps.
Facts.
Or then I see it on YouTube, and I see it on Facebook and Instagram. I have no clue who this dude is. I just know he's got a lot of money, and he live streams.
Yeah, Chad on TV is unfortunately not really tapped into Kick yet. That will change in the near future, but continue.
Yeah, so when he tells me when I get here about the Aiden Ross, and kind of gives me a backstory on what he does and how he's the founder of Kick or creator. Yeah,
he's one of the owners, but he's also like one of the original creators on Kick, which is
And it's strictly live stream?
Yes, IRL streaming. All live streaming, topic streaming, but, you know, some of, like, Neon walks around in the streets, but Aiden was, like, Casa Night, where he'll sit in, like, his like, little rooms and bring people in. They play 2K. They do all kinds of shit. And,
yeah.
But it's live. Real time, real viewers. Kick is nothing, no uploaded content. It's all live.
And once it's done, you can't go back and rewatch it?
Yes. When it's done, it does post. It posts to Kick only. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, because when I stream my live, Squint615 Live, every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Central, it streams to YouTube and Kick and Facebook all simultaneously. That's what
you were saying. It streams to them.
But I got to where I wasn't paying attention. I thought the comments from Kick would come over to Restream, and they don't. So my last live, maybe 2 weeks ago, someone was on my Kick, like, commenting and getting mad that no one was responding to them,
but
came into the YouTube just to say, "Hey, I'm trying to watch you on Kick and you're not responding." So, fun fact, note that shit. When you stream to Kick, make sure you're strictly on Kick so you can monitor the comments.
Or you'll get kicked banished. In the face. You know what but I mean?
Yeah, I thought that shit was crazy.
So he showed me, you showed me this video, and they're playing like high card, low card, where they just shuffle all the cards up.
Yeah, and if you pick the high, they're literally playing $100,000 cards. Or you pick up a card, whoever has the highest card is going to win $100,000. That is crazy that they're throwing money around like that. 21 Savage, I didn't know 21 Savage had money like that, but considering he just did like a 80-city tour with Drake.
And an album with Drake.
And supposedly, I don't know, it could have been a whole marketing ploy. It could have been fake. But allegedly, they're playing high card, low card, and after $400,000 in debt, Aiden Ross notices that every card on the table seems to, all the face cards seem to have a like a mark on the back of the card. So when you play high card, low card, our cards are face down on the table. You shuffle them up and you pick, like Go Fish.
Yeah.
And you can see as soon as the video starts, 21 Savage is examining these cards. Before it's even time to pick one, he's already looking for a card.
Because the Aiden dude is like messing with the stream, looking
making
at the
sure
stream.
Y'all can hear, making sure y'all can see.
And dude is back
and he's already looking for it because he knows. But Aiden Ross, ultimately, after $400,000 in debt, his friend off-camera recognizes that one of the cards are marked.
21 Savage went to, like, another room or something.
Yeah, he's shooting basketball off-camera. They examine more of the cards and ultimately rule out that they're marked And then come back to saying they are marked, rule it out. Like, they're back and forth just trying to say he wouldn't do that type shit.
Because it's a crazy thing to accuse somebody of.
Especially on a live stream. Yeah, especially against a major artist with 21 Savage and a big guy like Aiden Ross. They finally come around to where they have established the fact that the cards are indeed marked. And he has just literally been scammed out of $400,000. When he realizes that, there's also questionable footage of when 21 Savage identified, like, you can tell he's trying to signal something. I pointed this out specifically to Chad, but he's trying to signal to his friend or partner to remove one of the cards. It doesn't happen, but Aiden Ross don't do shit. Aiden Ross literally gives him another chance to get his money back through a game of 2K. It's just crazy to me, bro.
So what did it end up being? Like, they played
$250,000.
So instead 21 Savage owed him $250,000.
Aiden Ross was down $450,000, I think. I don't know. It was a shit ton of fucking money. Maybe I'm wrong on the numbers, but
21 Savage only paid him $250,000?
Yes. 21 Savage paid him $250,000 the next day via wire, but I think it was supposed to be $400,000. But the cards were fucking rigged. 21 Savage swears up and down to Aiden and the live that he knew nothing about it. Bro, he doesn't know where the cards came
he
from.
He is caught, dog.
But if you watch that live yourself, I promise you, you will also think that 21 Savage is guilty as all hell because he is.
And I didn't know this Aiden Ross dude from a can of paint, and I told Squints this off camera, and I'll say it here. That dude, he's got a lot of money, but like you can tell that dude is just, I mean.
Fast forward.
People are just going to do whatever they're going to do, and he's not going to do nothing about it.
Next day, fast forward, Aiden Ross, same shit, and tries to get Playboi Carti on the stream. Playboi Carti does not do sit-down interviews. Rarely has he even done anything on camera from a verbal stance. He doesn't do interactions like that.
So stupid.
Aiden Ross offers him $2 million in cash to come jump on the stream. Of course, Playboi Carti. Who's not going to pull up for $2 million? Playboi Carti pulls up. The stream is so dark. It's crazy.
Leave the lights off.
He wears solid black. Playboi Carti has on a black, like, rubber mask, so it's shiny. You can't see shit but his eyeballs. Within the first 6 minutes, Aiden Ross pays him a bag full of cash, which he says is not the full $2 million, but it's a bunch of cash. And Playboi Carti literally hangs out for 6 minutes, the 7 minutes.
6 minutes long.
Thanks the live, the feed for watching and tuning in, hugs Aiden Ross, and then tells him, I got to go and get back to the studio.
And he leaves after he takes Ross, that man's money.
Absolutely. And Aiden Ross is like, oh, okay, man. All right, here, let me mute this and daps him up. He leaves. The next day, Aiden Ross is explaining all of this. And who calls him?
He's venting.
But who calls him, Chad?
21 Savage.
21 Savage calls him on his stream.
And then says what, Squints? What is 21
you
Savage?
You paid Playboi Carti $2 million?
Mm-hmm.
And Aiden's like, bro, it really wasn't $2 million. It was close. It wasn't quite $2 million. And 21 Savage is like, bro, and you didn't pay me?
But wait a second.
Wait a minute.
Keep in mind, you cheated this man out of $400,000 and got off
with $150,000 just because Aiden Ross is a sweetheart. And you're mad? Because he paid Playboi Carti $2 million
because
to come up for 6 minutes?
Aiden Ross ain't going to do nothing.
Ain't going to do shit.
He's got all this money, and he ain't going to do nothing.
God damn it. Maybe I got some shit to say. Aiden, hire us. We'll go live. I got some shit to say. We'll be a live podcast forever on Kick. If you just cut us the deal, we'll have all this rap fuckery. We'll handle all this for you. Not physically or anything, but we'll handle all the rap shit.
Yeah,
I think we'd be good for that. Shout out Kick, man.
Yeah, just make sure if you sign us to Kick and shit that we're not responsible for a fuckery that goes on the line.
Crazy shit, bro. I love Aiden Ross.
Right after I said he ain't going to do nothing, can you hire us?
I love what he's doing. He's a very, very
I'm just saying what generous guy, two videos.
Genius creator. I love the platform. I love the direction. I really think IRL is a dangerous community. I really think sooner or later.
In real life?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I really think that eventually it'll lead to some very dangerous scenarios for people.
Of course. It's already happening.
But
on Instagram Live and show.
The Kick thing, I love his creative visions and stuff. The way he wants to see creators win. I love their paid platform, how they're going to get into compensation for monetization for Kick. It's all genius, and I love Aiden Ross for
that. You know way more about him. I just know the two videos you showed me, and then those two videos,
Yeah.
He got hoed.
I hate that he got hoed because I'm really trying to look up to this kid a little bit as far as what he's building. But God damn, Aiden, that's a bad look, Bubba.
No.
Ah, but moving on.
The move would have been to not even get mad, just to flex and be like, oh, okay, well, you want it, that's all you wanted? Cool.
Well, the move would have been to laugh at anyone that says they want $2 million to appear on a stream. Like, bro, you're not Cristiano Ronaldo and you're not Elon Musk, and neither one of them need money like that to demand $2 million for an interview. Like, that's fucking ludicrous, bro.
That was extortion.
Is it ever? Like, that's just wild. And wanted to use his jet and shit. Like, there's more to it, bro. Maybe it's a soap opera. I don't know. But I'm tapped the fuck in. I'm tuned in. But, yeah, other than that, other than Drake's dick pics and Aiden Ross and everything else.
Troy and Emmett's available now, dude. Troy
and
Emmett's
available now. And we're excited about that. I guarantee you we charted this morning. We better still be there. But I promise you, if we're not currently still there, with your help, we can be right back there.
Absolutely. The link is in the live stream. It's also in the pinned comments. It's in the description. Facts. Everywhere you can find the link. That motherfucker is plastered.
Yeah, available.
Go everywhere. Get it. Go get it. Go get it.
Yeah. Also, like you said, the new single, Did It For Myself, featuring NSG Rogue, will be available. If it's not available already, it'll be available in the next couple of days, hopefully, from Chad, O&E, and NSG Rogue, Did It For Myself, on ChadArmsTV.com. Other than that, man, we're ripping and running. Got a lot of things going on. Got to juggle, so we're cutting this one short.
We shot two pods and two interviews today. We got that work in, baby.
We did.
Now he's got to go watch Drake. Hopefully he don't get a
dick shot.
Yeah. And I'm going to go to the house and wait for this album to drop, man. I'm excited. It's like a kid before Christmas.
What are you doing with your hands?
I always do it. I don't know what I'm doing. But y'all be sure to subscribe, man. We're on the way to 100,000 subscribers. Woo! You know what I'm talking about?
It's going
to
happen by May. So, watch.
You know what I'm saying? 100K by May, baby.
Mm-hmm. That's the campaign. Let's run with that.
Shout out to Parts Guy. I think he's the one that coined that.
Oh, okay. Phrase. Shout out Parts Guy. I met him one day at a gas station. Fun fact.
Hell yeah, dude.
I
did,
bro. Pulled up on me. He's like, Squints. I was like, yeah. He's like, I'm Parts Guy. I was like, I knew immediately who he was because we love our community here on Chat Arms TV.
Hell yeah, dude. But yeah, man, we're going to do it. We're just doing a little short episode for y'all today because we got a lot going on. But one y'all should subscribe. We love y'all, man.
Go get that album. Troy and Emmett, motherfuckers. Y'all know what it is. My best friend in the world, Chad Arms TV. I'm proud of you, Bubba. Another album for the arsenal. Yeah. Y'all know me. It's Squint615. It's IGotSomeShitToSay.com. ChadArmsTV.com. Big S&P, bitches. Chatty, let's get out of here.
Harry, you're alive, and you're a horrible shot.
Bitch, we got views.